Hi, I'm Lucas James.
And I'm Jordan Ross.
And I'm AJ Quesada.
And we're the co-hosts of How to Scale an Agency. After scaling our own agencies to over $185,000 per month in sales and working with agencies doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue like Hawk Media and Neil Patel, we've made this show to interview the top digital marketing agency owners and highlight the fastest ways to scale your agency.
If you would like to join a community of like-minded agency owners and scale your business while doing so, go to eightfigureagency.co/call to explore options on how we can help you scale your agency. Thank you for listening. Have an awesome conversation today. This is one of my close friends, Marketing Max, the founder of Agency Reviews. He is delivering some insane value for agencies. I've referred agencies to him. I think it's a no-brainer. I'll let him speak more on it. But we are doing a real live feedback session. Max is going to be reviewing some of my emails. I'm going to read live what Max's feedback was to me. Max, if you think that's fine. And then we're just going to go through some of my emails to say, to show what he thinks on how I could do better, because I am fully going all in on my newsletter. And I think it's going to be my big push to generate appointments in the next 12, 24, 36 months rather than social platforms, because I'll still be on social, I'll still be posting on social. But, you know, a year ago, my average thread on Twitter got 50K views per thread. And now it gets 1K, 1 to 2K. So when I just looked at my newsletter, I'm getting an average of 40 to 50% opens on my emails, which is, that's nuts, right? So my emails are performing better than my threads by far. So Max, for everyone that doesn't know you or Agency Reviews, who's Max? What is Agency Reviews? Let's start with why they should be on Agency Reviews. You guys should be on Agency Reviews. What he's about to tell you is freaking sick. So who's Max? What's Agency Reviews?
Cool. Thank you for having me. My name is Marketing Max on Twitter and TikTok. That's how most people know me. Super long story short, I ran a Facebook and Google ads agency for 5 years, built it to 15 full-time people, obviously 7 figures in revenue. After the course of 5 years of building and scaling that agency, I sold it to a small private equity fund about 2 years ago. And I sold it with the goal of creating a better version of Clutch after I sold it. So if you're familiar with Clutch.co, it's like Yelp for marketing agencies, but there's a million things that are wrong with Clutch. Mainly the fact that it's pay to win. So you only really get leads if you're spending like $10,000 or $20,000 a month. They lock you into a year-long contract. They make your clients fill out a 45-minute long form and then call your clients to verify that they're actually a client, to verify that the reviews are real. And I just thought that there needs to be a better way for agency owners to grow their business and get leads, and more importantly, get interested and qualified leads without needing to spend $10,000 a month, commit to a year, and get a bunch of spam that Clutch has. So as I started to think about how I was going to build it, I realized that it's a marketplace, and marketplaces are really hard to scale and really hard, more importantly, to start. So I knew I had a chicken or the egg problem. And I said, why don't I push the launch of Agency Reviews back a year and launch a media company, mainly a newsletter for marketers and marketing agencies. So for the better part of 2023, I built a media company called Growth Daily. We have 3 different newsletters now, where the main flagship newsletter is read by 100,000 people every single day. I also have my social channels. Last year, we did about 600K or 650K in ad revenue. And I really kind of perfected the game of generating leads and customers and clients via a newsletter, which is why Jordan came to me to ask for help with his newsletter. But about 6 to 9 months into building that newsletter business, that media company, I launched Agency Reviews, and it's going exceptionally well after about 3 or 4 months of a lot of trial and error. So apologies if I'm rambling or if that story is long or too detailed or doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I'm a full stack marketer. Facebook and Google ads is my first love, and I run a media company, and our advertisers include HubSpot, Notion, MailChimp, Constant Contact, and 75 other different advertisers that advertise with us regularly. And then I also have Agency Reviews. I will shut up now because that's long and boring, and I apologize.
Shout out to you for being freaking awesome. And the big, let's give them the meaty part of it. What, like, you shared some sick data on what your current, you know, users on your platform are getting. Like, why should they be on agency reviews?
Yeah. So the beauty of agency reviews is you can get started for $0. So we give you a 30-day free trial to set up your listing and start collecting reviews. The average agency that has more than 10 reviews gets about 15 interested leads per month. And you get 15 interested leads per month for only $291 a month, at which point you can cancel at any time. So it's the highest ROI on your investment. There's no other place in the agency game, the agency lead gen game, where you can spend very little and get so much. I know because I personally have spent six figures of my own money on Facebook and Google ads to drive leads for my agency before I sold it. And I've tried a bunch of other things from cold email to SEO to in-person events. I built what I wish I had when I was an agency owner, which is something that I could get started with for very little risk, very little money, and see a really high ROI on just, you know, $300 a month, literally less than your monthly car payment. You can get, you know, 15 or so leads every single month. So it's literally the best. And this year I'm doing a big push to get more and more and more agencies on the platform as we get more and more and more leads generated through the platform. Agencyreviews.io is going to be, you know, the place that thousands of agencies in a few years from now are getting most of their leads from at the lowest cost per qualified lead as possible. I don't want to just show this or promote this the whole time, but yeah, that's what it is. And that's why people should give it a shot. 30 days free trial, no questions asked.
Everyone do it. Well, Max, thank you so much. So now we're going to dive into the core of the conversation. So I am shifting my focus. I've been shifting, I believe. Algorithms change. If you have a good newsletter and people love your shit, they will keep reading. Max, I saw you get great feedback. I read your stuff. It's great. And my intention with, you know, my newsletter, it's a highly revered thing. People open it. It's valuable. They read it. But how do I convert readers to book calls, right? So that's kind of what we're here to talk about. So I'm open to all information, all feedback. If you see me looking down, I have my notepad, Max. So I'm came for school. I'm here to write notes. So let's just we're gonna open it. If you're listening to this, we'll annotate and discuss it as so you don't have to actually be watching my screen to know what's going on. Max, I figure we just kind of go into one of my most recent one, which is where you gave me my feedback, and just kind of go just rapid fire or slow rapid fire, whatever you want, to just say, hey, I think we should do this and we should do that. Is that fair? Is that cool?
Yeah, I was just pulling it up on my side, but if you want to pull up that particular email that I responded to. So for anyone listening or watching for context, I am on Jordan's email list, and I think it was on Sunday or maybe on Friday, he sent an email. And given that Jordan's a good friend of mine, I just responded and asked him a few questions like, hey, are you writing this personally? And a few other questions, because I noticed that there are a few really easy low-hanging fruits that he could do to clean this up and to generate significantly more leads. So yeah, now this is the email, yeah. Or this is the one you sent today, April 10th, that says the highest.
I think I sent it on a...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter if it's April 10th or not. Do you want me to go to the email from this weekend?
This is fine, because it looks like you use the same template, and my problem... is with the same.
It's the same template. We haven't implemented the edits. Yeah. So we have. I guess we'll start at the top.
Yeah. The first thing is the formatting is a little off, and you immediately start with a line. So the headline up top says the highest leverage moves to make on your way to eight figures, and then it has the date, and then it has a line. You only want to have a line if there is a straightforward section coming next. And if there is a straightforward section coming next, you need a title for that section. So if you're going to have a line like you do up top here, the next thing should be a headline that introduces the name of that section. Think about it like books of a, or chapters of a book, right? You don't want to just have a blank page and then immediately start right into the next chapter. You at least want to say chapter 8 or chapter 2 or chapter 3. More important, you want to have the name of the chapter. Chapter 7, you know, getting started or whatever. That's the first piece of advice that I think I gave over email. For this one specifically, scroll up a little bit, the tagline at the top. the highest leverage moves to make on your way to eight figures. This is decent, but it's not all that compelling and it's not all that unique. And I know that the context of this newsletter is eight-figure agency, which is great. So we already qualify the fact that this is for agency owners, and you'd only be getting this if you're an agency owner, at least someone that works at an agency. But typically, you want to use things that I would call clickbait as your headline. So I see in the subject line here, you have exiting account strategy and management, how to 10X your company. I would pull out the how-to at the end of that subject line. I would put that at the beginning of your subject line as well as the beginning of the send itself of this headline. And then I would make it more specific. So how to get more leverage in your newsletter or in your agency, or three ways to add more leverage to your agency might get an even higher open rate. I know you're already at 40 or 50%, but that might get an even higher open rate than what you have now. And it's also going to tee up in people's minds that this is something that I need to read all the way through. Because if you started with how to, this is going to be a step-by-step breakdown of how to do it. Or if you said three ways to add more leverage, it makes me subconsciously think that I need to stick around to the end to complete all three. And so by using words like how to, or phrases like how to, or by using listicle type things like three, right? Three ways or five ways, you're subconsciously encouraging people to read more. It increases your open rate, but it also gets people sticking around longer to read your content. So that's a little primer on subject lines and headlines. I always tell people to go back and look at the most viral pieces of content from BuzzFeed back in like 2014, 2015. BuzzFeed grew to a $1 billion valuation, all on the back of really clickbaity listicles. And this just works exceptionally, exceptionally well for newsletters. So the more you can say three things or five things or three high leverage moves to accomplish XYZ, that is going to absolutely crush from a subject line perspective and from a headline perspective. And the last comment on that, because I can ramble on forever, so shut me up at any time, is I think it's great that you end with on your way to eight figures, right? The highest leverage moves to make on your way to eight figures. I would rephrase that last part, on your way to eight figures, to something that your target audience is struggling with right now. So the subject line starts off by saying exiting account strategy. That's something that someone who's getting this in their inbox might be struggling with right now. Maybe they literally just came off a call where they had to do account strategy and they're like, shit, I really want to get out of this. I want to be an owner. I don't want to be an operator anymore. I need to figure out how to do this. So to rework this and summarize this whole kind of first primer on headlines and subject lines, to rework this, I might say three high leverage ways to exit account strategy. That would be the subject line and the headline up top. So we're tapping into that listicle, kind of secret sauce from BuzzFeed. We are using strong terminology like high leverage. I'm sure a lot of the people who are on your email list are always looking for more leverage and they know what that means, versus some other lists might not know what high leverage means, as crazy as that sounds. And then we're ending with something that people are struggling with right now. So it speaks to something that I want help with right now. That's kind of the 1-2-3 secret sauce, 1-2-3 punch. Start with and include your subject line and your headline as three high leverage ways to exit account strategy. That's my first piece of advice.
Amazing. Thank you. Taking notes, writing it all down.
One of the hardest things as an agency owner is building a team that can actually execute without needing you, can deliver results that you can trust to learn things fast and deliver every single time. The reality, though, most of us can't afford top-tier talent, and even those of us who can afford top-tier talent doesn't know how to get the best talent to work for us. That's why I built the eight-figure funnel. I've been able to hire over six eight-figure COOs and convince them to come work for me to help my clients grow. Guys that have already been there and done that, that have run 20, 30, 50, $80 million a year companies working for someone who's not even 30 years old. I've put this all into a simple ebook so you can do exactly the same thing. If you want access to this ebook, go to 8figureagency.co/value and grab one of my best pieces of free content that I've ever released today. Hey there, this is Jordan Ross, your host of How to Scale an Agency, and thank you so much for listening. If this podcast has given you any value, if you listen to it weekly or you're just tuning in on a blue moon, please like and subscribe and give us a good review. Reviews are the easiest way that we can help other agency owners expand their information, their knowledge, and grow their companies, which is why we do this. We do this to help each and every one of you make business growth simpler. So, like I've said, if you've received value, we do not promote our podcasts any other way except through word of mouth. We don't have sponsors because we want to keep this as high level for you as possible. If you could return just a little bit of a thank you back to us, we would so greatly appreciate it. Now, let's get back to the show.
So we'll remove this. As we scroll down, now we're actually getting into the initial part. Any notes or shall I keep scrolling?
I'm just gonna read this out loud for myself as well as the people who are listening and not watching. Exiting account management and account strategy is one of the highest leverage moves to make on your way to eight figures. The ROI could be huge with all the new free time, but it could also kill your business, mess this up. Clients will be calling you dissatisfied and asking how to come back, sentencing you to agency prison forever. Here is how to do this the right way. So overall, this is, I'd probably give it like a B+. The first line, I think, could be way more compelling. So the first line currently says, exiting account management and account strategy is one of the highest leverage moves to make on your way to eight figures. I would make this more compelling by saying, you have to do this. So highest leverage is great, but make it seem even more important. If you want to build the agency of your dreams, you need to exit account management. And again, you can rework kind of the ending too. So you could say, if you want to build the agency of your dreams and exit for eight figures or build your agency up to eight figures, so dangle that carrot at the beginning, you need to exit account management or you need to outsource account management. Tee it up way more compelling than you are right now. That would be my first piece of advice for this section. And then from there, I think the rest of it is pretty solid. But if we're going to stick with the headline that I mentioned before, three ways, at the end, you want to say, here are the three ways to implement this easily, or here are the three ways to do this easily. And then you put parentheses number two is my favorite, or parentheses number three is my favorite. You do that because one, it adds more personality to the writing. So it makes them build a little bit stronger brand affinity with you. And number two, it gives them something to look forward to that's not just the first one. So that if they read the first one and they don't like it or they don't love it, they're excited to read the second one or they're excited to read the second and then eventually the third one if you say that's your favorite. From there, I would also kill this line. You have way too many lines. So if we're sticking with the three thing, here is three ways to do this easily, colon. And then the first one says grow now. I would do one dash grow now. Oh, okay. Actually, this is perfect. So this line that you have, I guess, kind of makes sense because you have an ad. But my first piece of advice as it pertains to this, and we can spend literally an hour talking about this particular ad here. You don't want to have a call to action until you've delivered some sort of meat or some sort of value. So the easy part about doing listicles is if we're going to rework this whole thing to say three high leverage ways to exit account strategy, you might want to put this ad after the first one or after the second one. The fact that you haven't delivered me any value, you've just told me that this stuff is important, and then you immediately ask for something is a huge red flag. And it also makes me not want to actually get in touch with you. It makes me actually not want to fill out the form or pay you or do anything because you haven't delivered any value to me. So I would put that after the first or second thing. The other thing is, as it pertains to this, view 8F partnership. Dude, I don't know how to say this without being mean, but that's just...
No, I'm reading it. It sucks. Like, what is that? I'm reading it. Because you know, I'm reading it from the lens of we're like dissecting it, and I see like, yeah, that's pretty trash.
Like right here, you know, tagline, headline, newsletter ad, writing, copy 101. You want to immediately either add social proof or you want to dangle the carrot. So adding social proof instead of saying view 8F partnership. if we were to do social proof, you could say join over 400 agencies who are leveling up with 8F, right? And because you're not saying partnership or because you're not saying what 8F is, by simply saying join 400 agencies who are leveling up with 8F, plant something in my brain that's like, ooh, what is 8F? I want to keep reading to see how I can level up. But then also because you mentioned 400, which is a really big number, it's like, oh, all these other companies are doing it. Maybe I should too, right? It's like if you were to walk into a food court and you see there's a line crazy long out the door for one Chinese place, and then you see a Chinese place with no line, unless you're starving, you're most likely going to go get in line, right? There's a reason why that one has a line. So social proof works exceptionally well, and you want to use that as much as possible, particularly in your headlines. So I would rename View 8F Partnership as the headline in this ad to join 400 agencies leveling up with 8F. And then from there, the copy says, let's see, if you want to scale, you need to know about the 8F partnership. That's not great. Like, if you want to scale, you need to know, well, I already am here. Like, you don't want to make me feel bad for not knowing about it. You don't want to encourage me to read it. You just want to tell me what the value of it is and what I can expect if I join. So the fact that your ad copy here says, if you want to scale, you need to know about the 8F partnership program. And then you say, I'm not asking you to say yes or no today. I don't even know what I'm saying yes or no today to. Like, this ad should basically say, join 400 other agencies leveling up with 8F. And then it should say, if you're struggling with these three or four things, we help you solve all of those things by X, Y, and Z. It's really easy and more affordable than you think. Book a time here to learn more, or click this link to learn more. And the fact that you have a link at the bottom that literally takes you to Gamma is not great. You want to put like click here to learn more, and then make the text itself the link to your Gamma doc or your Calendly link or whatever it is. But the good news is you're going to start to see results crazy quickly, because you're going to change a lot of things and you're going to start to see results much, much, much faster. View the below page. I mean, this doesn't even sound like English, bro, as your friend. View the below page and make business easy again.
Yeah, I'm realizing I probably need a, whether it's, I would never ask you to do this with me, so I probably need to hire someone, like have someone sit that who's a copy and ads expert, go through every hook, every subject line, every ad with me, and like tear it apart. Cause it's just the repetition. Like when I'm writing in a box, I'm writing to my skill level. But if I'm reviewing every week, right? Like this feedback session's great. But if I did this every week for a quarter with an expert, my skill level will go scale way higher. And for those of you listening, right, this is why consultants and experts and advisors and coaches and are valuable, because it just speeds things up. So like, and this is why you should go look at Max's stuff. So let's just do a quick shameless plug for you. You have a course where you teach all things email. Just want to plug that real quick for everyone that's curious, if they're enjoying this.
Sure. I didn't expect to do that, nor do I. Yeah. Anyways, sure.
I wasn't expecting to promote some awesome stuff. Guys, this is me pushing this towards you just because I think it's really valuable, not Max. So just, you know, he's going to share some stuff. I think you should do it because, like, I think it's valuable.
Well, look, I'm already crazy busy running my media business and running agency reviews, trying to get all you agency owners a shit ton of leads. Excuse my French. But the number one question I get, no matter where I go, is questions about how to turn brands' email lists into newsletters that generates leads and customers. I was literally invited to the Clipper game, big Los Angeles Clippers fan, but I was invited to the Clipper game a couple weeks ago, and there were three other entrepreneurs that I was sitting next to that I didn't know, and I told one of them that I run a newsletter, and the first thing he says is, well, my company actually has 30,000 emails on our list, and we don't really do anything with it. Do you think I could turn this into a marketing channel for us? I was like, dude, you have no idea. So everywhere I go, whether I talk at conferences like Jordan's or I go to a Clippers game, people are asking me about this. And I decided to put together my long, long, long list of secret sauces that show how to write ads just like this, that show how to run Facebook ads and convert your new subscribers into leads immediately, like literally the moment they sign up for your newsletter, how to structure your newsletter to get as many leads out of it as possible, how to find a really great writer. In fact, Jero, we should talk about this afterwards. I might be able to introduce you to someone to help you with the copy on this. But I have a list of like 7 or 8 different amazing newsletter writers that are included as well. And so there's like 6 hours worth of videos, 450 slides walking through everything you need to take your email list from just a basic email list or a decent newsletter to the newsletter of your dreams. I like to say to go from good to great to generate more leads and customers, no matter the space you're in. So if you have any questions about that, it's really not all that expensive. And you can DM me on Twitter, Marketing Max, about that or about agency reviews. But the easiest bang for your buck for you guys to get more leads is really agency reviews. It's $291 a month. And if you can get at least 10 reviews, you should get around 15 leads per month. We don't make a guarantee on that, but give it a shot for a month. But anyways, yeah, that is how I help brands with newsletters.
Brilliant. Thank you for the plug. Okay, so now we actually get into... This is a rather long one, so this is probably not a great one for us to review because it'd be better if it was shorter, but we're on it already.
So for this one, right, like you say, one, scope out the role. Roles, goals, and KPIs, responsibilities, these are all one lines. Like that, if you have been owning this role and this is your first time delegating, take time to truly sift out all the things you do. Like, why does it have one line that just says roles, one line that just says goals and KPIs, and one line that just says responsibilities? Like, I don't understand the purpose of that. You might be able to delete that and just start with, if you have been owning this role and this is your first time delegating, take the time to truly sift out all the things you do, include the micro details. I might give examples of that right here. The objective of this exercise is to identify the end-to-end approach that makes you successful. Here to templatize the standard work once the role is delegated.
This is a picture. Should I say this is a picture? Like, I'm reading this. This doesn't look obvious.
No, I don't think you need to say it's a picture. But I do think, again, like, this just doesn't sound like it's coming from your voice. Like, I don't think you would ever, in a conversation with me or even in like a Twitter thread, right? The objective of this exercise is to identify the end-to-end approach. You want this to really feel like it's your tone of voice. You want this to feel like it's your writing. And so, like, I recommend doing this is how I might say that better. Or if you're really trying to primer people to become clients, customers, whatever of 8F, what I might say is one thing I work with clients on is this exercise where we do XYZ. Or one of the things my clients love most is this exercise where we do XYZ. So you're kind of sneaking in to the copy the fact that you not only are helping them do this right now, but you're also sneaking in that you can help them do this without saying, and by the way, I can help you do this, right? It's way more subtle and it comes across way more genuine because you're just saying, one of the things that my clients love us doing together, or one of the things that my clients find most valuable is when we do the following workshop or the following exercise or whatever it may be. Number two, training library. I don't think you need lines, by the way. Like those lines in between one and two and three, you do that with training library and with the first one, whatever that said. You don't need lines. That really breaks it up to make it feel like I'm reading like different sections of a newspaper. Like I'm reading the sports section and then the fashion section and then the local business section. That's really what those lines are meant for. So I don't think you necessarily need those lines. Two, training library. While you are functioning in the role, aggregate as much as possible. Every time a client asks a question, and I'm in training, every call you conduct, record it. The goal, yeah, this is okay. Again, I would just clean it up into your own tone of voice. It just doesn't sound like you're writing this.
So fascinating. I'm so bad at writing. It doesn't sound like me.
You mean, especially for these newsletters, you want to write like you talk. Literally pretend like you're writing this newsletter to a specific client. And then when you log into Beehive and sit down to actually write the newsletter, literally pick the client's name. Like, all right, this is for John. John knows nothing of what I'm about to teach him. So I'm going to explain this to him in the easiest, most straightforward way, as if I was sitting across the table from John explaining this to him. That's how you want to write these newsletters. All right, killer content. My favorite piece of the content from the last week. Yeah, so this killer content piece, I would swap this with the ad at the top. So this is where you want to put, 400 agencies are leveling up with 8F. Join 400 agencies leveling up with 8F. And then you want to put the killer content up top. And also, I would shorten that thing in the parentheses, my favorite pieces of content from last week. For headlines, you almost always want them to fit on one line. So killer content, parentheses, my favorite content. Yeah, get rid of pieces and get rid of last. My favorite content from this past week, or my favorite content from, I guess you get maybe need to leave last. But just try to get that on one line. See here how you have podcast ultimate, how Dot & Co. gets agency owners out of account management, and then you link to it. It doesn't actually have the link. That's what you need to do in the ad. Before, you just had the Gamma app, that like literally the Gamma link, put like learn more here, and then link that text, learn more here, to the Gamma thing. This same thing. And then again, we're going to kill that line, training matrix. As a result of exercise one, scoping out the role, you should have a clear understanding of micro behaviors you conduct that lead to effective results, trust, and rapport. And I would put like see example here, or like this is an example of one that we did for a client, right? The more you can subconsciously input into the newsletter that you work with clients and you help clients do these things, the better. And if you really wanted to push people to get in touch with you, when you say like, this is an example I did for a client, you can highlight the word client and make that a link to the Gamma app. If you really wanted to promote that as much as possible. Some people don't like to be as even subtly pushy like that. When this is done well, you have multiple categories of functions conducted, some examples when onboarded. Yep, this is all good. This will speed up. I recently recorded a great video on how to master employee onboarding. This will help you scale rapidly. So again, like write like you speak. Instead of this will help you scale rapidly, say if you are struggling with X, this video is a must watch. You know what I mean? So instead of like this will help you scale rapidly, I recently recorded a great video on how to master employee onboarding. If you're struggling with employee onboarding, I recently recorded this training that you'll get a ton of value out of here, and then link the word here to that training.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. For the sake of time, we'll kind of skip the notes here and we'll kind of go to the bot. Well, actually, I guess that was, I thought there'd be a call to action at the bottom. I guess it's in the middle. You know what? I'm looking at this and...
So yeah, a few things. One, this is really long. So if I were you, I might break this up into like a 3-day mini part series where it's like, you know, every day you just tease out two. And so maybe like Monday, you can say like every day this week, I'm going to send you two ways to improve your, or to exit account strategy. Right. So then every day you can send them two things. But the other thing is at the very bottom of every newsletter, you should have the same kind of tagline or section that says, whenever you're ready, here are three ways I can help you. And then it gets more expensive as you go from one to three, or you could start with the most expensive, but you could have like, whenever you're ready, here are three ways I can help you. If you're serious about taking your agency to the next level and want my help doing so, click here to book a time. If you are really struggling with XYZ, watch this long YouTube video about XYZ, right? And then it should be like a VSL to your like best YouTube video. And then the third thing at the bottom, you could have like, if you just want to stay in touch or consume more of my content, follow me on Twitter here, or follow me on YouTube here. Just like a call to action to follow you on a social platform. That's the first thing. The other thing is in between all of those sections where you said like, you know, one, time matrix, two, training, three, workshop, whatever, you had all of those call to actions to specific trainings that you've done or other newsletters or the feedback thing. All of those should be in that section up top where it's like killer content at the top. So killer content, you don't need a separate call out later to promote it. You're just taking people away from the actual content. You really only want to do that once in your listicle. So if it's five ways to exit account strategy, then maybe after number two or maybe after number three, you have that one call to action to get in touch with you to become a client of 8F. Right? But everything else should go in that top section right below that intro and that killer content. You can also like updates or around the horn. You might want to call it something else if you're going to feature a lot of other things, but you don't want to take people's attention away from the actual long form article more than once.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I mean, so many good notes on all of this. I have like 2-3 pages of notes of things I got to review. Max, I really appreciate you coming on. Guys, like, I've met thousands of agency owners. I've met thousands of entrepreneurs. We've worked with almost 1,000. Max is one of the smartest people I've ever met. I would call him a genius. I mean, Dylan Ander also said the same thing. So you got two pretty smart people saying you're one of the smartest people we know. And Dylan's a pretty smart guy himself. So he thinks you're a genius as well. Guys, look, check out agency reviews. Check out Max. But Max, like, I'll let you plug yourself. Like, where should they go if they want to consume more of your stuff, or check out agency reviews after listening to this?
I'm the most active on Twitter, so find me at MarketingMax. If you want a bunch more leads for very little money, check out agencyreviews.io. Just literally go straight to the domain, agencyreviews.io, and click agencies in the top right corner, and then click verify your agency. And if you have questions on anything newsletter related, anything agency related, anything else, DM me. I'm very, very, very responsive on Twitter DMs.
Max, you're the man. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jero.
Thank you for listening to this episode of How to Scale an Agency. It would mean the world if you could like, subscribe, and comment on this podcast so more people can find it organically, or share it with a friend. If you're looking to scale your agency and you need help, you're looking for a true partner, go to 8figureagency.co/call. My business has been built on becoming fiduciaries for other companies. We are going to be your partner, where I will bring in my 8-figure talent to help you grow, working side by side. If you need help with that, go to 8figureagency.co/call, or like, share, subscribe to the pod. Thank you so much. I'll catch you on the next episode.